time highs in the mid-40s.
Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What show is this today, Benny?
Pistol Pack and Patty Show.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Friday. Woohoo!
That's right. But tell me, this is one of our open mic days.
Open mic days. Right.
It's an open mic day.
Is that your Billy Idol impression?
Oh, I love Billy.
No,
are you going to find a Billy
Roy
song? Are you going to find a Billy song
little
for
white
us?
Wedding?
A little white wedding?
I'm sure I can pull something up for you here.
No, Rebel. What's the one?
Oh, Rebel Without a Cause or whatever.
I'm surprised you even know about Billy Idol.
What?
What?
You thinking
mean?
I'm not that young?
You're pretty young, dude.
What? Yeah.
You're like right there.
Can you miss?
Yeah.
See, I can come up with all this stuff for you. Little Rebel Yell.
Well, this is a topic for today's show, by the way.
Oh,
this
you want
is
it to
the
be?
Topic. It is the topic for today's show.
Okay.
And the topic, it's funny that we didn't even talk about this. How did we get hooked up together on this?
Because we're the best.
I know we are. Touch fingers.
Right on.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is live. Yes, it is. This is not a pre-record. And no, that wasn't a commercial. That's just me and Benny kind of like getting familiar with each other during open mic.
You'll hear this throughout the show periodically.
There we go. Well, let me tell you the theme for today's show, everyone. I want to thank all of you for your fabulous emails about the new website. Yes, it's been a long time coming, and it is here. And thank you so much for your emails. You all love the colors. I've already gotten some additional suggestions from everyone about what they want to see on there. And, yeah, we're going to be putting video clips on there as well. So there's a lot that is going to be added. But like anything in life, and what today's show is about is you have just got to do it. Sometimes you have just got to stop all the planning, stop all the writing, and do it. You've got to do something and launch something, and that's what we did with the website. So it's, you know, great, yeah, we can enhance it, this is what we can do. You'll go to some pages and you'll see this page is not up yet. That's right, because 80% of the website is up, and it will continue to grow, and we'll continue to put more things up there. As a matter of fact, we are creating partnerships with some of your favorite authors, products, and services that you love, and we will be putting a special Dr. Pat's Marketplace up where special discounts will be given to you and you only.
I like that little marketplace. You can just go up and take your little order.
Take your little order.
Put it in. Put it in a little basket there.
Only.
Go shopping around.
You and you only. Only.
No,
you.
Stop. Later. We're on the Billy Idol thing right now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the reason that today is open mic is because we love to bring you open mic days, and you love them. It's one of the things that you have said to me consistently that you want to see more of. And what we do on open mic day is it's a show for you. So there are a number of things that I'll be doing today throughout the show. You'll be able to call in at the toll-free number. I'll be able to pull a card from you, answer a question for you, or help you get unstuck in some place in your life. But today's show theme is about the power of words. And that is very, very important to me. I learned a very important lesson recently about the power of words, the words that we speak and the words that we write and the words that float through our minds and why it's important to really be mindful. But I want to introduce everyone to someone that's joining us today, Benny.
Who?
Well, I have to tell you, I do a gratitude list. And for those of you that heard me on with John DeMartini earlier this week, John and I were talking about the importance of every day sitting down and writing what you've accomplished and also what you're grateful about. I am grateful for the relationship I have with the Seattle Art Institute. Is it the Art Institute? Do I have the right? Yeah. And the fact that they have gifted us every semester with fabulous, fabulous interns.
You get to open up a little package of an intern every
I really do. And what's wonderful
about
it...
Put them in a little
box. What's wonderful about... It's really true. We sit and we... Before we actually send our request out to the coordinator, we sit as a team under Dr. Pacho and we say, okay, what do we need this time? What do we need this time? You know, do we need someone to come in and edit the shows? If you go to the Dr. Pat website, there are like over 400 shows uploaded. And I have to tell you, I want to thank the interns that have come before for that and for what we're about to
do.
It's
a lot of man hours.
It's a lot.
Or woman hours.
It's a lot of time. It's a lot of people hours. A
lot of peeps.
But we have had some fabulous people come through. And as a matter of fact, some of them continue to work with the Dr. Pat show and continue to send me emails. As a matter of fact, Mark Guthrie is one of the people that designed the Dr. Pat database website, and Nick Johnson continues to work with us.
Hello, Nicholas.
As our fabulous operator. But this time we said we have some creative work we need done. We have the day-to-day editing to get the archives up, yes. But we have got some creative work to get done. So please send us people that really like to edit. And we've been blessed with two fabulous people. One of them, David, I don't know that we brought David on air yesterday, but he was here at the show.
I don't believe we did.
Okay, and today we have...
He
was a little shy, but, you know, we'll have to take care of that. he didn't happen to be here on open mic day. And today we have Megan here, and who is joining us, and she is joining the Dr. Pat team, and will be doing some of the most creative editing we've done to date. Thank you so much, Megan. Say hello to everyone.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. She's a little timid, but, you know, she's the mix master, Megan.
She is, yes,
the
exactly.
The mix master.
And a fabulous musician.
Oh, really?
Did you know?
Hey, come on.
Piano, violin, and she sings.
All at the same time? That's amazing.
Isn't that right?
On top of the piano with the... Never mind.
Oh, gosh. You know, we're getting to be... Now, this is an American Idol.
Can we have the tryouts?
Oh, no.
No.
I didn't mean to scare you.
Well, actually, Megan will be joining us and will actually be playing some music. So what do you think so far about the internship? We don't have you running for coffee.
No, that's a good thing. I can't make coffee.
Right. But most interns will tell you that. What are some of your friends doing on some of the other assignments?
Making gift baskets, taking out trash, running, get coffee, clean the refrigerator, sweeping floors, mopping. Not for me.
Yeah. Not for me? We'll start small. We'll say water.
No, I'll tell you, what's really interesting is I guess we have a little reputation there at the school.
Really?
Because we don't really do that. They come in and they actually have to, you know, do some stuff. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we've even had marketing projects where some of the interns have gotten involved in the marketing and the internet.
Good.
And so this is really going to be about enhancing our visibility on the web and getting some shows up there. We have special features, special clips that we'll be pulling out. For different messages, and it's like totally fun.
It's a starting point, right? I mean, it really is.
It's cool.
Like, we've all been there.
I've been an intern. I know what that's like.
I was my own intern.
I know. And you know, for me, I wasn't like an intern when I was like 22 or something. I had to be like an intern at midlife. Do you know what that's like to be like an intern at midlife? Mm-hmm.
No.
And I did have to go for coffee and stuff like that. It was like, okay. Oh, that's when you really know you want something.
Yeah.
That's when you know, yep, I'm going to school. Mm-hmm. I want this PhD. I really want it. When you're like running down the streets of New York City, you know, trying to get your favorite bagel and block sandwich for your faculty.
That actually brings up a good thing, because Megan and I were talking before the show started, and that's exactly how my drive was after going to a number of different schools before I chose, you know, WSU and getting a broadcasting degree was later, you know, after the whole, you know, when you're out of high school, you're around, you know, 17 or 18, and then you do the 4 years of college, so you're out by 23 or 22, you know, but I was already 25, 26, so I had already wasted. I didn't waste.
No.
I took a better move.
I know.
I let go by? No.
Perfect timing, dude.
I know. You chose a different route.
That's right.
So
you arrived at the perfect time.
Right. So
did I.
Yeah,
couldn't have gone to a PhD program when I was, you know, like 21, 20. Forget it. 21, 22? Are you kidding? I was at Woodstock.
Oh, man.
I was totally not even thinking
Woodstock.
About
Wait, which
going
one?
To school. What do you mean, which one?
Just joking. Look at
dude.
Just calm down.
Going to school was the furthest thing in my mind. Are you serious? Remember, if you listen to the show, listened to the show earlier this week, you had heard that this is okay. This is going to show up in some magazine. The evolution of Dr. Pat. We started out at 8 years old as Elvis and moved all the way up to Janis Joplin. There you go.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
It's a very
I'll
good
look
one.
For some of
well,
her.
Today's show, let me just say, is about the power of your words. And the reason I wanted to do this show is because I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of the kind of words between Rosie and Donald Trump and now, you know, American Idol and all of that crazy stuff they did about Seattle, which is absurd.
It's ridiculous.
And actually, we're writing them a letter.
Good.
And then the whole crazy thing with Grey's Anatomy. And I'm saying to people, please listen to the show. You will attract that which you want in this life. So if your words come out and they're hateful, and they're dissing other people, or they're around negativity and doubt, you are going to get, like, tons more of that in your life. Today's show is to help everyone out there, our listeners, craft words for yourself, craft words for you, which will take you to the next level of your abundance. That's what today's show is about. Enough of this. Enough of putting down people. It doesn't work. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I know it.
Crafting and carving.
Crafting and carving. So we want to invite you, if you would like to set your day straight to really kick off this year, I've got a bunch of cards in front of me that I'm going to pull, depending upon the questions you ask. Definitely, we've got the prosperity cards from Heidi Bear in front of us. So if you want more prosperity in your life, if you want to get out of a slump that you might be in, if there's something that you want to hook up with in 2007 that you don't have, let's do it today and get that vibration and energy moving in the right direction. We have a toll-free number, Benny. Why don't you give that out? 1-800-930-2819. Toll free. Megan will pick up the phones and bring you up on board, and we will, for you today, get the words that really represent your lives. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show, the power of your words. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. I want to encourage you to log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com right now and fill out the 2007 listener survey. Your responses will help this station better tailor itself to your needs. As an added bonus, just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a two-day trip for two on Majestic Hell's Canyon, including boat tour, lodging, all meals, and applicable taxes. Brought to you by Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours. So log on to 1150kknw.com for your chance to win. This chance to commune with nature might be yours, but you must first fill out the survey. The lucky person's name will be drawn at this year's travel show, January 27th and 28th at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. The public is welcome at the travel show, and you will find complete details about this event and the survey and contest rules at 1150kknw.com. So log on now.
Do you want to know how to practice living a more fully expressed life? Listen to the Dr. Pat Show in January when Deborah Tracci, life coach and founder of the Heart Ignited Process, discusses seven potent practices to lead a more joyful and fully expressed life. To learn more, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. Again, that's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Join Dr. Scott Lynch for the Peak Living Program Saturday, January 27th from 12 to 2. This program is absolutely free who are all interested. Topics will include creating optimal life patterns to help us reach the peak, the mindset necessary for fulfillment, identifying the exercise, nutrition, and health patterns for achieving wellness, then finally creating an action plan for success. This amazing event is one day only at Crown Hill Chiropractic. For information and reservations, call 206-782-8800 or visit crownhillchiropractic.com.
Affirmagique.com. Help spread peace around the world with Affirmagique, creators of Affirmaraps, warm, cuddly fleece blankets imprinted with powerful affirmations. Help us wrap the world in peace by giving yourself and someone you love the gift of a peace wrap. And now 10% off in January. To purchase your peace wrap now and to learn more about the company, visit Affirmagique.com or call 206-624-6018. Also, tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to hear Affirmagique founder Kristen Marie Scherlein share her tips for intentional living.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Going to get the chorus of that song for the Dr. Pat
You're
Show?
You're always asking for it.
I don't know the words to that song, but I think we all know the chorus.
Of course we do. But that would just be the usual.
Okay.
We don't do the norm here.
No, we don't.
No.
It wouldn't be the Dr. Pat Show
right.
if we did.
So I can't just give the chorus all the time, Pat.
The Power of Your Words by John Denver. Kick it up.
He's broken and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast and it don't last long.
There's your little chorus.
All righty then. Yep. I'm trying to, yeah, I can see the chorus commercial now. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. This is Open Mic Day. Today we are focusing on the power of words. And if most of us walk around with words that really represent prosperity, abundance, peace in the world, love, joy, then we can actually negate some of that crazy stuff that's happening on television. Actually, I am going to offer both Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump, I will offer to do an intervention for these two. That's it. Send them an email.
Call them out.
Tell them, everybody tell them, let's sit down and let's clear the air because this is not helping any of us.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And who, and you know, they're just going to get more of that stuff in their lives. Who wants it?
Yep.
Well, this is Open Mic Day. I want to mention, if you want to work with us here today, if you want some words that will change your life, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, but we have some folks on the line now.
We do. Let's go off to the first one. We have Sean from Shoreline, but currently around 522.
Hi, Sean from Shoreline.
Hello, Dr. Pat.
Trying to be specific on that one.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm in a good space.
Excellent.
So, I guess the words that I want you to load my lips with is that my husband and I are fulfilling a dream that we have in building a spec home, and we're getting close to putting it on the market, and we just really want to attract an owner that appreciates our work and appreciates our efforts into this, and somebody that's easy to work with, and we can move on with our dreams and fulfill theirs in the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, what you've already said is already putting the energy in motion. What I would love to encourage you to do is now talk about this from this point on, both yourself and your husband, okay? From this point on, not to say I want, because we want to make sure that it's already there. But here's what I would like to encourage you to do, and this doesn't take any more than about 30 seconds. If you and he would sit down and write on a piece of paper, just let's say 5 sentences about the perfect person or persons that you want, the way that you've just described them now, and use the term, instead of saying I want, say they are already here now. The perfect person shows up right now that has these qualities. That's the first thing that you can do to create that shift and have that be attracted to you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah, because we want a real positive experience for both parties.
Exactly. So right now, what I want you to say is we have a fabulously positive experience.
We have a fabulously positive experience, yes.
All transactions occur with ease and grace.
And all transactions occur with ease and grace, yes.
That is exactly what you need to do, no more and no less. It's simply keep that in your consciousness. And if you can, what's your husband's name?
Bill.
If you and Bill can kind of get together and bring this into your consciousness first, write down these five items, and that's what I would encourage you to carry around every day. Not about we want, that we have. They are already here. The perfect people are already here. All transactions occur with ease and grace.
Great. We'll do it.
That is exactly what will work for you. Let me pull a prosperity card, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Would you like me to pull one for you? Just, Okay, the card I pulled, and I don't know if this is in your thinking or your dream, so maybe you can help me out with this. The card I pulled is Prosperity Law Number 40. I expect profitable surprises. I expect
good.
Profitable. Okay, is that part of your plan?
I would love to be surprised.
Okay, so make sure when you write this paragraph that when you talk about the people that are showing up and all the characteristics that you want them to have, please be specific around the kind of profit you would like to make from the transaction.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes. So often we forget that we can actually ask for money. Yeah. Okay. And then as this, you please don't leave that out because we don't want to leave that out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't want to have folks show up that have all the characteristics and because we haven't really said and we want to actually be profitable in this transaction. So the card really talks to expecting unplanned money. And to make a mental note of it when it appears. This is so fabulous to do that. And again, make sure that you're crystal clear about what you want and don't leave the money part out.
Okay. That's a good card.
That is a good card. Because you didn't build this just for fun, right? You expect to have some kind of turnover?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that will just catapult us on to better things.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so go ahead and do that, and you'll be good to go.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Sean.
You too. Friday. Woohoo.
Absolutely. Woohoo is right. Wow, thank you.
She snuck that in there.
Okay, Benny.
Well, we have open lines now, 1-800-930-2819. We had Ann from Seattle and Gig Harbor area. We apparently lost her. Hopefully it's not
a cell phone issue.
But yeah, if it's a cell phone thing, just call us right
Come
back.
Come on.
Ann,
We're waiting for you.
1-800-930-2819.
Okay.
And our little lovely Megan will be answering the phones today.
That's right. She's all over it. She's a fabulous musician. Did you know that?
I did not. You were leading up to that, though.
Yeah.
We need to bring her music
she
in so we can use
it
for
actually,
breaks.
Actually, she has agreed to come in and actually play.
Oh, like
live.
A live set.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
With her violin.
I don't know if she'll
do
violin.
She just did the little hand gesture for the violin.
Violin or piano or keyboard or something.
It'd be hard to roll in a piano.
Piano? Keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Like one of those little keyboards like from the 80s, you know, the little white ones that went on your tie? No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Very interesting.
Hey, you want to do a card for me?
Yes, I would.
Okay, let's go with...
Which card do you want from which deck?
I got to see what... I got to stand up. You got like 20 decks over here.
The goddess deck?
I want the...
This one?
The mermaids and the dolphins
that's
the, one?
Yeah. You want this one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Which deck was that?
You have a particular question, Benny?
Let's go with career.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see what you pull up on that.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I think it's going to take more than one card.
Aww. Okay. Is that good or bad, though?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay.
This is an interesting card. It's an environmental awareness card. Okay? But it isn't necessarily related. It could be related to the outside environment.
Okay.
But it also could be related to your current work environment, since this was a career card.
Okay.
So when you look at this and you look at the current environment, there must be something that you're either loving about your current environment or want to change.
Mm-hmm. Well, not well, I don't know. Not necessarily, though. Mm-hmm. Is it my change or someone else's change?
Well, you want to declare it for yourself.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we can't really figure out what other people are getting ready to do around us.
Right.
You know, we just don't know.
Well, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
No? I don't know. I'm asking. I'm curious.
Well, you know, the deal is this. If there's something that you want, you've got to be able to step up and ask for
okay.
it. You've got to ask for it.
Got it.
You don't know how many people I work with will not even step up and ask for a raise in their career.
It's true.
You know.
They kind of expect it.
No, I was working with someone who had been in a job for 5 years and had watched everyone around her get a raise and to this day has not stopped and asked for a raise.
Hmm. They just kind of...
It doesn't make sense.
They just kind of thought it was part of the gig.
It's about courage. It's about fear. It's about, you know, when you step up and ask for what you truly want in life, and you believe that if you ask for it, that A, you will not get it, or B, that you will make people, the people that you're asking, really ticked off, then that's the energy you carry forward.
Got it.
Yet at the same time, you're carrying around a ton of resentment. And resentment and prosperity cannot coexist. So here is the deal. If you are carrying resentment, envy, or jealousy, you are cutting off your lifeline to prosperity. They do not coexist. So you get to choose. Am I going to pull up a big old resentment today? Or am I going to pull up a prosperous thought today? Am I going to carry jealousy today? Or am I going to pull up some thought of love for everyone today? And praise and raise. And those are the choices that we get to make. That choice is the key to the destiny and the lives that we want to create.
Good point.
So, but I pulled another card for you that I don't think it's about career, but it might be. Do you want to hear what it is?
Sure. We got a minute. So.
I don't think I've ever pulled this card up. And it's a goddess, Guinevere. And it's about true love.
Mm.
Yes, it is. And it says, the romantic stirrings in your heart have propelled the universe to deliver great love to you.
Wow! Digging that one. Heck yeah!
I bet this is true.
I bet it's true, too.
I bet you like in love.
maybe.
Ah! See?
You're gonna call me out like that.
The cards
don't
lie.
Oh, look, there's a break coming up.
The
Let's
cards
go.
Don't lie. All right, everyone, if you want to set yourself straight, get the words out there to create prosperity and abundance. He is turning. I think, his beard is dropping off his face. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. Let's get the cards pulled for you. Let's get some words for you so you can live life full out. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We'll be right back after this short break.
And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Huna says, A'ohe pau ko ike iko halau. Think not that all wisdom is in your school. It's important to remember that no matter who you are or where you come from, there's always more to learn. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Huna Workshop and the Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
All righty, everyone, sitting on the dock of the bay. It's time to stand up. Do something.
Stand up.
Stand up. Stop the sitting. Stand up. This is the year of action, by the way, so we're going to do a lot of action, Jackson.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Did you just say action, Jackson?
I did.
Nice reference.
I know. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by open mic here today. Let's go to the phones, Vinny. I know
Sounds
we've got
good.
The phones ringing.
We do. Let's take Noreen from Woodinville. She's delivering flowers, I believe. Are you driving them up here right now?
Am I what?
Are you delivering the flowers up here right now?
Oh, I would love to be.
Oh.
I wish I was.
Oh, see, Benny made me think you were delivering flowers to me.
Oh, well, both of us, right?
That's okay.
I wish I was.
I have a beautiful vision of flowers coming to me today. So hopefully when I get home, maybe I'll have some flowers. What do you
there
think of that?
There you go.
Hey, Noreen, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
My question is, I'm pretty much getting my own... my own life in order, and have some affirmations that I am working on. But my son lives with me, and he is having a really hard time. And he's whining.
Oh, yeah. How old is your son?
Pardon?
How old is your son, and what is his name?
His name is Wayne, and he's 33. We're more roommates than mother-son at this point, but it's just works out for us to live together because we can't afford to live alone.
Oh, it's okay. It's a partnership.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we do that all the time. You know, partnerships, whatever works. And
yes.
It sounds like it's kind of mutual, right?
It is.
Oh, that's
it
a cool
is.
Thing.
And we get along really well.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to help him. He's at a really hard place in his life right now,
mm-hmm.
financially,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he says, I don't know, Mom. He says, you know, I'm doing all the right things. I'm being responsible. I'm working. I've got a good job, you know, and it just seems like things just keep pulling the rug out from underneath him. And one of the things we came up with last night was, he's got some resentment that he needs to get rid of.
Yeah. Did you hear me talk before about the fact that resentment and prosperity cannot coexist?
Well, I didn't hear that because I was probably out of the car delivering.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
what I talked about. So that's you know, it's perfect that you called in about this because, listen, resentment and prosperity cannot coexist. fear and love cannot coexist. And what I mean by that is they cannot be operating at the same time. So when we choose resentment, we're blocking out prosperity. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? This is, let me just say this about this, and without even asking you if it, give me an example of whining. What does it sound like?
Oh, Mom, I'm just doing, you know, I'm trying so hard and I'm just working so hard and nothing just seems to be working for me. And how come? I'm a good person. What's wrong?
Okay. Exactly. And, you know, that, let me tell you the deal about whining. And this is, I don't know if you, if you're open to having conversations with your son, with him, with Wayne. Do you sit down and you talk freely?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great.
Yes. He's very intuitive. He's
great.
Extremely intuitive.
Great.
And that part of that scares him because he's not sure what to do with it.
Exactly. So, you know, Wayne has got a few things going on. The fact that he's saying, Mom, you know, I'm doing everything right. This is what I don't understand why things, quote, keep happening to me.
Right.
Right. So we've got a couple of things going on. First, let me say that is wonderful, wonderful. If you can hear this in the next conversation that you have with him, it is wonderful that he is willing to really explore his life in a way to create a change that is positive. So
yeah.
What he's saying is, I don't get it. I don't understand why these things are happening to me. I'm
right.
Doing all the right things. Well, one of the first things that we can talk about is to move him to a place of gratitude. That is like the first thing right out of the gate
okay.
that we can do. Because gratitude and resentment can't coexist at all.
Okay. That's right.
It cannot. And so the first thing that I would do with him to create what I call like a quick switch, an immediate flip, okay, is to have him reframe his life in a positive way. For example, if I were him, so to speak, I would be like totally grateful that I'm hooking up with you and that we're sharing the rent and, wow, then I'm not having to like live on my own and pay for everything myself.
You know, it's funny. He did say exactly that last night. He says, not that I'm not grateful for what we're doing and what we have, but I don't think I didn't make the connection, and I know he didn't make the connection either.
Yeah, it's like, not that I don't grateful for blah, 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 but, see,
yeah.
But is one of those words that we have to just eliminate from our vocabulary. Have him replace all the buts with and if he needs to. But the bottom line to this is an immediate shift. He absolutely would benefit from moving to a place of gratitude. I interviewed John DeMartini the other day, and John and I were talking about what John does every day. What he does every day, and as a matter of fact, he couldn't talk to me before the show because he was in the middle of sitting down on his computer and typing up his accomplishments from the day before and his gratitude list. Every day.
Okay.
That's what I would assign it to Wayne. And the way that he's going to learn about that is if you do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And I do, but I don't tell him I do.
Well, look at this.
Yeah.
This is something you could do together. You could take out time, sacred time, and do this together.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
And so what I would say is that is the way to create the flip for him.
Okay.
Now, I want to get back to something you said, Noreen. I don't want to keep you. I know you're in the middle of work. But I want to go back to something you said when you joined the show, and I want to ask you to recreate the words that you use for yourself in your own life. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Because what you said is, you said, I'm pretty much putting my life together, putting my life in order. I would love to have you step up and fully declare that. Not I'm pretty much, but what I would like for you to step up and find the words for is stepping up and claiming that your life is the absolute life that you desire and that everything that you've wanted is now falling into place.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, because that's going to help.
Yes.
And the card I pulled for you is Prosperity Law Number 8. I experience happiness and satisfaction from within. Happiness and satisfaction are not qualities that depend on outer circumstances, nor do they come from the future or the past. Each moment is a magical experience when you realize your fulfillment lies within. I think that has to do with both you and Wayne and what you can do together.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You know, it sounds like you have a wonderful relationship. It sounds like there's just a little fine-tuning that needs to be done here.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that you are both truly blessed to have each other.
Well, and we do. We talk a lot about the spiritual things, and so we're able to share those kinds of things. And, you know, he can share with me, you know, what happens to him and the fact that, you know, it's scary for him and he's not sure what to do with it and all those things. So so that's cool. It's nice.
I pulled three cards while you were sitting there, while we were talking, and one of the cards I pulled, one of the archetypes from the Sacred Contract deck, was the teacher. And what that means is that for you, you have the ability to communicate the wisdom. You are the role model. So, you know, there's a blessing to that, as well as some people think it's a curse, right? Which means you have to be on your game. If you heard me talking about the American Idol earlier on the show, for me, when I think about what America believes America Idol represents, and I look at the three panel judges that are making fun of other people, there is a disconnect. There's not a matchup.
Yeah.
There's not a matchup. So for you, your goal is to match up your own beliefs around prosperity and abundance and become Wayne's teacher.
I can do that.
I know you can. You're already doing that. You are already doing that.
Thank you.
And the other thing I would suggest is that you find out places where Wayne can explore his intuitive nature.
Okay.
There are many events that come to town. You know, I give away tons of tickets for the Hay House events, for John Holland.
Right.
We're going to be bringing them on again. And I think he could probably benefit from some of that.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a really good idea.
All right. Thank you, Noreen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat.
You're doing fabulously, okay? Don't forget that.
All right.
All right. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
And what a wonderful thing Noreen does, Benny, right?
Absolutely.
Delivers flowers. Boy, you know, isn't it cool to have a job where you actually bring smiles to bring a smile
it's
to
almost
someone?
A guarantee with that job.
I'm telling you. You serious? You should see what happens to me when I get flowers.
Do you send some to yourself? Have you ever done that?
I usually have someone send it to me.
Oh.
But, you know, I have sent them. I have sent myself flowers.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
People need to do it.
I have sent myself flowers. As a matter of fact, every week I like to have fresh flowers in the house.
Perfect.
I really do.
Perfect.
It's wonderful. Okay, open lines here at the Dr. Pat Show. This is our open mic day with me, Dr. Pat Basile. To find out all of the cool things that we are up to, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let's get you some power words today. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we go walking. Then you look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
Kirk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Are you ready for the 12-minute Simone Zone miracle? Transform any self-defeating internal images into spectacular masterpieces of happiness and success in only 12 minutes. The Simone Zone is a revolutionary empowerment technique that uses cutting-edge audiovisual technology. Get ready to shift negative energy and change it to positive energy now. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique. That's thesimonezone.com.
Hi, I'm Deborah Tracci, founder of Heart Ignited Life Coaching. For 13 weeks, we will air a tip that you can immediately apply to your life. This 13th tip is on simplicity. What pictures come to mind when you contemplate a simpler life? Who is in it? What has been deleted from your life? This week, start by eliminating one thing to move towards that simpler life. For more resources on simplicity, go to heartignited.com. That's heartignited.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES. Authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I saw you with your man, smiling, a coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop.
Oh, we're back. I am Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Benny and I were doing a little movement.
Looking at the legs. Gosh darn, they look so fun.
Oh, gosh. All right, we know what's on Benny's mind.
What?
Pulling the
no,
true love card.
No.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show. I just want to say that if you would like to call in, we still have a little time in this last segment. Today's theme is the power of your words, how important they are. And let me just translate that. It's not only the words that you speak, but the words that come through your mind, how you hold your thoughts for your life and what that means. And believe me, this really is about the nuance. It really is about making shifts sometimes, just the slightest degree, just the smallest shift, just a change of a word that will create the difference between whether or not the universe has everything show up on your doorstep or not. And this is something that I've learned from a very personal level and continue to learn about. Benny, I think this is more for me of an art than it is a science. I have to really practice every day.
Well, sure.
About what goes through my mind, mm-hmm. what doesn't. What I have learned, though, is what I've said earlier today, and that is that if you are at a place of prosperity in your thinking, resentment, fear, doubt, anger, those places don't show up. They cannot coexist. And I learned that from early readings that I had done with Catherine Ponder's work. So if you want to call in right here towards the end of the show, and we'd love to be able to create an affirmation for you, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Also, if you'd like to pull a card for today, and you'd like me to pull a card for today around a question that you might have, or get you unstuck at some place, we'd love to do that for you. Now, there are a couple things coming up that I want to make everyone aware of. Karen Ramsey, who has been on this show for at least a 3 or 4 show series, will be joining us again. Karen is the author of Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money. This is a phenomenal book, and she will be giving her Caring for Your Soul workshop again, I believe, February 1st. So I want to make sure, for those of you that didn't make it to the last workshop, that you check it out and go to caringmoney.com, C-A-R-I-N-G, money.com, and check it out. Fabulous, fabulous workshop. I was at it last time. And the other thing I want to share is Deborah Tracci was on the show with Heart Ignited Coaching. And Deborah, myself, and Bobby Baxter, who is on the Dr. Pat team, got together on an afternoon and actually created the essence statement for our organization, which we will reveal next time she's on the show. So there's a lot to be said about getting clear about your purpose and getting clear about what you want. And we can do that very simply. It doesn't cost anything at all to create words and thoughts that take us to the level of life that we want to experience. It doesn't cost anything. And so I want to encourage everyone today to find the words that best represent the kind of life that you want to live. Even if it's a short word or two, find the words and take those words forward. Now, Benny, we did an open mic show where we asked people to declare for themselves their affirmations. And we asked them to 70 times a day for 70 days to record those. I haven't heard back from those folks yet.
I don't think it's been 70 days yet, though.
7 days.
Seven. Oh, I thought you said 70. I'm like, I don't remember 70. No. But 70 could work, too.
Mm-hmm.
That this is true.
Yeah, I know. We want to hear back from them.
Where are those people?
Where are those people? Where are those folks?
Are they,
should I go bring their names next time?
I think you might need to bring the list in on Monday.
Okay.
We should do some live callbacks.
If you're out there, we want to hear from you.
They might be surprised that we're going to do that.
We want to do live callbacks.
Yeah.
1-800-930-2819. Benny, one of the things that I have found extremely important for me is to discipline myself to write things down. And people say, you know, why do I have to write it down? But every morning I sit down and I read from one of the inspiring books for the week that I pull up. And then out of that book, I really try to capture the sentence or two that calls to me. And I write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as if my day gets shifted. And in fact, my life gets shifted. And I've been working with a couple of clients because, you know, I coach people as well. And I coach people to take action. That's what my coaching practice is about. It's if you don't want to take action in your life, then you don't want me as your coach. You can just don't even bother. But if you want to achieve some results and you want to take action, yep, then what you want to do is check out how we work with folks. And it's been so inspiring to watch some of the folks that I'm working with actually make some incredible change in their lives. Phenomenal change. We actually work with our sponsors. I don't think many people know this, but we actually work with our sponsors, not just to take a few advertisements and put them on the show. We don't do that. But we actually work with our sponsors to help them realize their dreams. And as a result, you have people like Karen Ramsey, who has completed 2 books and is launching her dream. We'll be having Deborah Aaron on. We'll be talking about the Blessing Project, which is absolutely phenomenal. We've got so many folks that we are bringing on that inspire me to take my dream and message out into the world. And so all of this is part of what we're creating in 2007. So I think that all of this today is about the power of words. And we do have another caller, so I think we're going to...
Don't be starting out saying uh-oh.
Who do we have?
We're going to welcome back Galadriel to the show.
Welcome back, Galadriel. You were on the show last week.
I was, and I haven't been doing my affirmations, and my life is falling apart.
Oh, see?
All right.
Why are you laughing?
I think laughing's a good start.
Well, I generally laugh when I should be crying.
So what's it going to take for you to do that affirmation 70 times a day?
Well, you know what? I just heard you say, if you don't want to do the movement, you're not my woman.
I'm talking about in my coaching practice.
Right.
My clients.
That's kind of... kind of I need to kick my own butt out the door, I guess.
Well, look, what is it going to take for you to simply claim the affirmation that you want for your life? I mean, are you too busy to write these 70 times a day?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not doing a darn thing. Actually, I'm kicking sugar and wheat this week.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Because that is huge. So you here's what I want you to stop saying. Stop this right now.
All right.
Stop saying you're not doing a darn thing. That's the first thing we want to change. You've called into this show now twice.
Right.
The fact that you've called into this show is huge. You are taking action. You are taking action. And kicking wheat and what's the other thing you're kicking?
Sugar.
Oh, together?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You get like the four stars from me to be up there. How's that working for you?
So I'm wondering why I don't have any energy and I can't get out the door.
I can tell you why. You're kicking wheat and you're kicking sugar. And the fact that you're kicking wheat and you're kicking sugar, your body is like saying, where is that spike? So the question is, what are you replacing that with?
Sleeping.
Sleeping's good. But what else are you replacing that with? How about exercise?
No, I haven't been, but I know that's the next step.
Okay. Okay, so the question is, what can I do to help you sit down and take charge of your affirmations?
You just did it. You're doing it.
You know, I'm coming from a total place of loving you.
Yeah.
I am coming from a total place of loving you. And I absolutely believe in you. I know that this is something you're doing. But please, please honor your journey.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
I honor your journey. Kicking wheat and sugar is huge, girlfriend.
Okay.
I mean, do something happy for yourself. Treat yourself to something.
Okay.
Wheat and sugar.
Yeah.
Huge. But I want you to create an affirmation for yourself.
All right.
Even if it's I love myself and take action. 70 times a day, I love myself and take action. Write it down.
Myself.
And take action.
Take
action. Okay? And I want you to call in Tuesday because we have open mic day Tuesday and I want to hear what this is like for you. All right, you rock. Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening to the show, everyone. Make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous day, and we'll be right back at you next time. I want to thank all of our callers. You all rock. Have a good one, Benny. Have a good one out there, everyone.
Thanks, Megan, for answering the phone. You're the best.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk.